commitment. Several times he'd mentioned that he'd never had a stable relationship, that for some reason he'd always grew tired of his girlfriends and felt the need to move on. Though I could identify these issues as potentially problematic, at the time I didn't know how to correctly gauge their implications. All I had to guide me was the common belief that many of us grew up with, the belief that love conquers all, and so I let love conquer me. Nothing was more important to me than being with him. Yet, at the same time, the other messages persisted about his inability to commit. I shrugged them off, confident that with me things would be different. Of course, I was wrong. As we got closer, his messages got more erratic, and everything started to fall apart. He began telling me that he was too busy to meet me on this night or that. Sometimes he'd claim that his entire work week looked crazy and would ask if we could just meet on the weekend. I'd agree, but inside I had a sinking feeling something was wrong. But what? From then on, I was always anxious. I was preoccupied with his whereabouts and became hypersensitive to anything that could possibly imply that he wanted to break up. But while Greg's behavior presented me with ample evidence of his dissatisfaction, he interspersed pushing me away with just enough affection and apologies to keep me from breaking up with him. After